Many black Americans are rejoicing after President Joe Biden signed legislation establishing Juneteenth as a federal holiday.
President Biden has made it official.
By making Juneteenth a federal holiday, all Americans can feel the power of this day and learn from our history and celebrate progress.
He signed off on legislation making June 19th an official day to mark the end of slavery. Since it falls on a Saturday this year, companies including Best Buy, Target, Allstate are giving workers paid time off or holiday pay today.
The Juneteenth holiday commemorates the events of June 19, 1865. That's when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to enslaved black people in Galveston, Texas, some 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. They're going to celebrate this and commemorate this on Saturday in the town of Hingham. And joining me now live, we have two folks on the line. We have Katie Sutton and we also have Mark Lucas. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning.
And it's going to be at the Hingham Bathing Beach from 4 to 6. And I just talked a little bit about this. Katie, you're on the Hingham Unity Council. Tell me a little bit about why you decided to help make this happen.
Well, the council was started a couple years ago to, create a more diverse and inclusive town, and both through policy change, but especially through opening up dialogue and conversation about what can be some difficult topics. And, you know, embracing these celebrations that maybe they've been around for a long time, but our town hasn't really known about or paid much attention to, is like a really important part of this work. And this is such a positive move forward for our community to start really celebrating this together, particularly after such a prolonged period of separation. So we're really, really excited to do this.
And Mark Lucas, you are, of course, part of this celebration. You are an African American, and you feel this is important to know the story behind this. Do you think before this holiday that many people, especially in this area, knew the story? I only knew the story because I lived in Texas and had heard about it. But in this part of the country, I never had.
Yeah, I don't know how many people really knew about the holiday, but it's definitely getting more attention. The Massachusetts legislature passed an act that actually recognized the day, and then there's getting more coverage definitely in local school curriculum. Hingham has a pretty good size legacy in terms of having an African-American community. There is a community of Tuttleville that it was really home for a lot of African-Americans after the Emancipation Proclamation. So Hingham itself has a history in this area and in this space, but it's nice to see that not only locally but statewide and on the federal level, as you mentioned, that the holiday is getting recognized and people are understanding the impact that it can have in the community and the tradition of celebrating this day of independence for African Americans.
Now, this celebration is going to be at the Bathing Beach in Hingham, and that's going to be tomorrow from 4 to 6. What's going to be part of how this will be commemorated? I know there'll be poetry, and I know that there will be food, all those good things that come together. Tell our listeners a little bit about what they can expect.
Yeah, so we really wanted to focus on keeping the tradition of Juneteenth, and Juneteenth is really an opportunity for family reunions and cookouts and celebration in the form of music and poetry. So all those elements we're going to try to keep tomorrow. So we're going to have blessings by the local faith community. We'll have some food available that's been pre-ordered, and that food is coming from an African-American-owned restaurant, so we wanted to make sure that tie was part of the celebration. We'll have some music. We're also going to recognize some families, longstanding families that have been part of the Hingham community, African-American families from Tuttleville. So we're going to include that as part of the celebration. So it'll be a good opportunity, as Katie mentioned, to kind of come out of the pandemic, come out of your houses, meet members of the community, and celebrate a new holiday.
That sounds terrific. And if people want more information, is there a website or a Facebook page people can go to?
Yes, for sure.
And
on the Hingham Unity Council, so it's hinghamunity.org, there's a page dedicated to Juneteenth that has all the details. Obviously social media sites. Our Facebook group also has that posted as well. But anybody can go to hinghamunity.org and to the Juneteenth page and have all the details of the event.
And that's terrific, and we appreciate it. That's on Saturday, June 19th, which is tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m., down at the Hingham Bathing Beach. We've been speaking with Katie Sutton and also Mark Lucas. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.